You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I'm with Anthony Femiat from Maker and Monger at the Prahan Market. Anthony, first, can you talk to us about your background and Maker and Monger? What is it?
Yeah, so I've been in cheese now for about 11 years. It's been a very enjoyable 11 years. It's taken me all around the world in terms of cheese, to Europe quite a lot, to America. I was fortunate enough 4 years ago to win a Churchill Fellowship to study about microbiology and cheese maturation. And it was on that trip that I developed the idea for Maker and Monger. So the name comes from cheesemaker and cheesemonger. And that's what we hope to sort of encompass with our brand new shop, which is on its way at Prahran Market, to be able to focus on cheese making, cheese maturation, cheese retail, and then the consumption of cheese all in one offering. So we've dubbed it the Chapel of Cheese. Right now it's the Chariot of Cheese with the old French food cart that we serve some delicious toasties out of, together with a selection of about 40 amazing artisan and farmhouse cheeses from here and abroad. So yeah, we're very proud of it. We have our own reservation of Marcel Petit Comte that we're very, very proud of. We were the first cheesemonger to be able to go over there to the Fort Saint-Antoine in the Jura to pick that flavour that we love, and we've got some here to try. Unfortunately, the listeners won't be able to taste it, but you can describe it to them. But yeah, we love what we do. We have a very passionate team here and a very passionate customer base that are our friends, not just our customers. So it's a lot of fun being in a market.
So you've got that new shop coming, opening up soon, mid-June. You also have something else that's going on at the moment that's quite interesting. It's a high cheese, a collaboration with Michael Greenlaw at the Western Hotel. It's the second year. Can you first tell me, how did it start?
Yeah, they approached us early last year with this concept. I thought they were crazy, but to be honest, I loved it. I love showing people how to have cheese, not just on a cheese plate. Like, too often in Australia, everyone comes in to buy cheese to have with quince and red wine after dinner. And to be able to do it in a high cheese concept where you have both savoury and sweet and highlighting some fantastic cheeses, it was too good to refuse. And we sat down and we came up with some ideas, and then I went away and wrote some recipes for the chefs. And last year, it just turned into an amazing experience. They extended it through spring and summer, and sort of ended up in doing a big one for New Year's Eve with lobster and mac and cheese and gold encrusted things. So we're hoping this year we're looking at taking it to, or we have taken it to the next level with a lot of different recipes and using some of the best cheese available here in Australia. So one of the favorites was La Mousse Fromagerie Gouda. So it's a farmhouse gouda there in Holland. And that one we've made in with a scone recipe with the burnt noisette butter. That was absolutely amazing. The Brillat Savarin Fray, which is that fresh triple cream that we don't get over here. So we're getting that in air freighted, where it's a triple cream brie that's only been ripened for 3 days. So it's a texture rather than the rind. And then they turn that into a nice parfait with ruby chocolate. So it's all about the texture with that cheese. And we're excited to showcase that here for the first time ever.
We'll add some photos on the website so people can have an idea. But can you describe a little bit more? So it's on several layers and several different bites and type of cheese. I was lucky enough to try it. It's a lot of food, a lot of delicious food. Talk to us more about it.
Yeah. So it's that traditional three-tiered high cheese experience. So you get first up, you get the baked Normandy Camembert. This year we've infused that with Calvados, so that apple brandy there from Normandy. So you dip your biscuits into that and away you go, and then you move on to the scones next with the gouda. Then there's the beautiful Swiss Gruyere View gorges with some coconut sugar and burnt leek on top. So it really brings this sweet, savoury and a bit of umami. So we really want your tongue tickled with that one there with all the senses. We then have the beautiful Comté tart. So we take our Comté and we turn that into a custard. You get a little bit of a green sprinkle from pistachios on that as well, just in a little puff pastry. So savoury but still that beautiful flavour of the Comté comes through, that sort of nuttiness, the floral notes, the cashew, roasted cashews there. And then you have the, what else do we have? We have this incredible Roquefort terrine. So we've taken the concept developed by Larousse, where you sort of cut the flavour or the strength of Roquefort with some creme fraiche, and we've turned that into a terrine. So we've got the creme fraiche, the Roquefort, a little bit of chives, and then we set it with the orange gin marmalade from Four Pillars, and then the beautiful fruit toast with that. So that there, the combination of the spice of the Roquefort together with the tartness of the orange, just magical on the mouth. Like, it's amazing. There's a lot there, and it's a struggle for two people. And then there's some of the sweet items, like the poached French pears with the stracciatella, so that interior of the burrata, which is cream and curd, with some fresh honeycomb from Mornington, plus some smoked roasted macadamia nuts. That's the best one to start with in terms of the sweets. It's the lightest one, and it kind of clears the palate. Then you move on to the Brillat Savarin, of course, with the ruby chocolate. Then there's the tiramisu that we've done with the Italian mascarpone from Maori, together with some Kahlua coffee and little Varona dolce, which is those little wafer balls coated in that caramelized white chocolate. And then I think there's one more. There's nine items there. Yeah, the cannoli, that's right. Yeah, yeah, the beautiful, the traditional Sicilian recipe of the ricotta cannoli with the cassata, so the little candied fruits, and then we chocolate dip that and then sprinkle some pistachio. So that's a good one to finish on. And for two people, you walk away with very, very full bellies. They have the complimentary coffee and tea there, which I really highly recommend with the tea, and some delicious wines like the Jack Rabbit Pinot Noir from down in near Geelong there. That's a beautiful red, soft, gentle red wine that works with all the pairings there. So yeah, it's a beautiful afternoon or evening experience here. Probably take you about a good 2 hours, and then probably another day to recover from the cheese coma.
Yeah, it's a lot of food, so it's good to take your time, take time to try everything, have a drink or a coffee. And for people who've been last year, it's all completely different, different recipes, and
So last year we had, like, for example, the Holy Goat Skylar log. We chopped that up and turned that into a little millefeuille with strawberries, honey, and thyme. The scone, we had the Giorgio Crivero Parmigiano Reggiano, so it was a more savoury scone. We had the Comté we used in the Gorgères. This time we're doing the Swiss Gruyère Vieux. We also had a couple of other sort of signature dishes that we found people kind of got scared of. Like, we did the Roquefort with beautiful the pain de pisse, so the spiced gingerbread, which is a beautiful sort of French Christmas staple, but some Australian customers who aren't used to having blue cheese, the Roquefort was a little bit too frightening. So we thought we'd cut through the Roquefort this year with that Larousse influence there with the cream fraiche, and yeah, we're happy, much happier with that. So overall, it was an incredible experience last year. Like, people loved it, and that's why they extended it for another 5 months. So we obviously did something fantastic, and that's why this year we wanted to take it further with some more amazing cheese and showcasing them in the best way possible, you know, sweet and savoury. And a lot of those recipes are easy to recreate at home, and that's part of the idea as well, is for people to see just how amazing you can do a dessert yourself if you use the right cheeses. That it's not just all about a triple cream brie and quince or a cheddar and quince. That, yeah, like, Comté is the most versatile cheese. Like, you know, souffles, fondues this time of year, you know, using that in your bechamel if you want to make lasagna, or bechamel with something else. There, like, we do a mac and cheese here, and we use our Swiss Gruyere that we use in the Gorgère. We use that in our bechamel. We put both the Comté and the Swiss Gruyere in our toasted cheese sandwiches. So all these cheeses are extremely versatile. They're not just for the table, they're for the kitchen as well. And a little bit goes a long way with their flavour.
If people want to book the high cheese, how does it work? We've mentioned it's at the Westin in Melbourne, so it's not here at the market.
No. So it's via the Westin. So on their website, through the Marriott Hotel Group, you can make bookings online at the Westin High Cheese. It's $70 per person. But honestly, you walk away with over 400 odd grams of cheese per person. And that's a lot. That's like an epic fondue party amongst friends, but split over some delicious sweet and savory morsels of cheese. And the great thing is half the items there showcase the flavor, whilst the other half showcase the texture of cheese and what elements it brings to a dish. So yeah, it's if you have it in the lobby, it's a nice sort of moody romantic atmosphere in the restaurant as well, surrounded by the bottles of wine. Yeah, you can either do it with friends or on a date, so just hopefully the date's not lactose intolerant.
that'd be sad. Thank you so much, Anthony.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.